From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. The Obama administration's plan to offer waivers to individual states on welfare work requirements has drawn sharp criticism from presumptive GOP presidential nominee Mitt Romney and his supporters, like Utah Senator Orrin Hatch. But the administration says that plan was inspired by requests from Republican governors, like Utah's own Governor Gary Herbert. Matt Canham is Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and contributor to Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. He joins me now from Washington. Hey, Matt.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Matt, why did Utah request this waiver from the Department of Health and Human Services related to welfare?
Governor Herbert, all year long, has had this mantra that he wants flexibility from the federal government, and he thinks if they give it to him, he can do these big requirements like welfare or health reform in a more efficient manner. And so for him, it was being consistent. And I don't know if he realized that he was stepping into an area where some of his fellow Republicans were going to have a problem.
It sounds like Herbert and Senator Hatch seem to have different positions, really, on whether waivers should be given out to the states. What are their offices saying about that?
So they are saying they're actually in unison on this. The way Senator Hatch's office is coming down is saying, we think states should have flexibility too, but they think that the way that the Obama administration is going about it is wrong. They want the Obama administration to ask Congress for permission, and the Obama administration is saying they don't have to. From Governor Herbert's perspective, he just wants the flexibility. So when the Obama administration reached out, he said, yes, we would love to participate. I would like to point out that while states have requested a waiver, the government has not actually given one yet, has not accepted a plan yet. So all of this is really theoretical.
Matt, you had an interesting piece this week about how President Obama has visited most U.S. states during his first term, but Utah is not one of them. How many states altogether are part of this group that Utah belongs to of states where the president hasn't come yet?
Utah is one of seven states that Barack Obama has not stepped foot in as president, and that's important because he did come to Utah in August of 2007 to raise money when he was running for president. That was before he was even the nominee. He was in a fight with Hillary Clinton at that time.
Right.
He has not been back since. The other six states are Idaho, which makes sense for people in Utah. Those are the two most conservative states in the Intermountain West, as well as he hasn't been to either of the Dakotas. He hasn't been to Nebraska, Arkansas, or South Carolina. But all other 43 states, he's visited at least once.
Now, you talked with some of Utah's congressional delegation for their reaction to this. What did you hear?
Well, Jason Chaffetz, who is a big Romney backer, was welcoming the president into the state. He wants to show the president Intermountain Healthcare and its healthcare model, something that President Obama mentioned in his first joint address to Congress. Jim Matheson, when I talked to him, he also said that he would welcome the president. But I have to say, in our interview, he wouldn't actually use Barack Obama's name. Chaffetz teased him a little bit by saying that he would definitely be at the airport to greet Obama if he came to Utah. He's not sure Jim Matheson would. And that's all a hint to the fact that it probably wouldn't benefit Matheson's reelection hopes to be tied closer to this president at this time.
Right. Matt, former presidential candidate and Utah Governor John Huntsman, ever since dropping out of the race, hasn't gotten quite as much media attention at times as two of his daughters, Abby and Liddy, and they got some more attention this week when Abby said something on Current TV, the liberal-leaning cable channel. What happened?
She was on a show hosted by former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm. And Granholm invited Abby Huntsman to join the Democratic Party when she heard Abby's critique of the Republican Party as one that is pushing moderates aside. And Abby laughed and said, I will join you there. Republicans in Washington took that as a sign that Abby would seriously consider being a Democrat, something that she later refuted. And Libby, her sister, came to her defense on Twitter and wrote something that would definitely raise some eyebrows in Utah. This is what she wrote. I'll read it to you. The day my sister becomes a Democrat is the day I go back to the Mormon church.
Ooh,
not in this lifetime.
finally met with Congress on vacation right now, whether it's a well-deserved vacation or not so well-deserved at all. What are some members of Utah's congressional delegation doing during that time?
Well, I know that all of them are trying to see their families. Representative Rob Bishop always does a series of town halls. You have today Orrin Hatch, who is giving a Purple Heart to a distinguished member of our military. But Representative Jason Chaffetz isn't spending as much time in the state. He's traveling. Today, he's in Colorado. He is working on behalf of the Romney campaign, and he's mirroring the movements of President Barack Obama, holding rallies just blocks away from where the president's holding his public events.
No word that Jason Chaffetz is on that VP shortlist, huh, Matt?
I think he might be the most active surrogate not on that list. He's been everywhere on TV and traveling, but I don't think he's going to get that number two slot. If you want more information on what Chaffetz is doing, we are going to have a story on our website later today.
Matt Canham is Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and contributor to Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. Matt, thanks for your time.
Hi, thank you.